February 28th.
Big win for you guys here.
Well, it's a confidence win. You know, I think after the last three, our guys needed something positive to get the confidence that they need to continue on. But we came out in the first half and really played a very solid basketball game. Excellent contributions from the bench, very solid assist turnover ratio, field goal percentage defense under 40. I think that gave us some good a good feeling amongst the team at halftime. Now, the peaks and valleys of the second half, well, that's going to happen. But the important thing in the second half was we were in a position in the bonus very early and very late. We wind up with a lot of free throw attempts, and we had a lot of opportunities to get a little more distance away from Lehigh. So our positioning was still good. There was some sloppy play, perhaps from time to time in the second half, but we still were in a position to put the game further away from Lehigh by getting to the free throw line.
They came in one of the top, in the top 10% nationally in offensive and defensive rebounding. You guys end up 50% offensive rebounding.
It was really, it was such a plus, especially in the first half. You know, some of the guys got on the boards. James Lane, we got guard rebounding in the game. Certainly, Pusar's putbacks were really important just to generate some momentum in the second half offensively. So we had a very good offensive rebounding game.
Talk about the assist to turnover ratio.
Well, it's something that we've talked about significantly over the last couple of weeks. It hasn't been good. We started last game by just trying to be solid in the first half against Holy Cross. And I think at halftime of the Holy Cross game, we might have had six or five or something like that. It wasn't very many. And we tried to do the same thing today. You know, everything with this team, because of the youth in the team, even though we got a couple older guys, is incremental, you know, progress. And we're trying to make incremental progress in that area, getting a positive assist turnover ratio. So first half, the ball moved better. More guys had touches. We finished more plays. Come in at halftime, very good assist turnover ratio. It has to be 1-to-1. It has to be. It's been something that's been hurting our team, and the guys know that.
Playing with a lead like that, how tough is it to find a good middle ground between going out of your offense and running to the clock and getting out of sync,
good question,
looking for the quick shots?
You know, what happens when you get a lead like that is the opponent plays reckless. And that's what Lehigh, you saw that. Not afraid to shoot, they have to shoot. Not afraid to go to the basket, they have to go to the basket. So the game changes, I think, for the defensive team. And then you get a little bit too conservative yourself. And one of the things that we continue to try to do is to guard without fouling. And so when the speed of the game accelerates and guys are reckless, it changes a little bit of the dimension. That's probably the most difficult thing from that standpoint. And then what you saw was when they started playing fast, we started playing fast, took a couple bad shots, took a couple quick shots coming in, and then we had to slow back down again and get back into running offense. And I think we did.
Jim was off his game shooting, but he picked up a really big charge for you guys.
Yeah, he did a good job all night on defense. Certainly the matchup with Olivero from time to time was more important than, believe it or not, him scoring points. And the thing that I liked about his game tonight was probably didn't have, play a solid defensive game, didn't have the offensive game he's capable, but he stayed within the game, didn't force anything. He tried to let the game come to him, and that was a big plus for confidence for everybody, because especially when things weren't going well, you know, it could have been, all right, rifle a shot, Jimmy, or, you know, do something wacky. He didn't do that. He stayed within the game, continued to let the game come to him.
Now, can you talk a bit about the rebounding performance of James Lambert?
You know, it was terrific to see James come in and contribute for the minutes that he got, especially the first go-around off the bench. His enthusiasm, you know, I don't think he even got in the Holy Cross game, or if he did, it was very, very little. And so we were going to give him a little bit of run tonight. It was good to see him come in and give us energy points by rebounding the basketball. You know, and then he made one of his threes, which he's real good at. He played solid defense. But he tried, James came off the bench and tried to make hustle plays. And that's what you try to get everybody to do. But I think he tonight was focused on, I'm going to come in and make something happen. So if there's a missed shot, I'm going to get my hand on it. And it was just great to see, especially after not getting in the game on Tuesday.
It's only November, but are these guys starting to understand their roles on the team?
I don't know. No. I don't think. I can't say that just yet. You know, this was a much different rotation than we used in the Holy Cross game. We had more guys play double figures minutes probably than any game this season. So I'm not sure we're even established what our rotation is going to be and what the roles are. But yeah, some of it's getting sorted out.
I guess.
Okay. Great, fellas. You're welcome.
Good seeing you. All right. Thanks for coming.